Not only the Catholic Church, but many of the churches are now moving to put climate change and sustainability very high on their agendas. And here are some articles from the Uniting Church of Australia's monthly magazine called Journey. This is from the moderator of the Uniting Church, the Reverend Bruce Johnson, and it's an article called Consuming Our Eco-Mission. Some years ago, I heard an interview with a farmer who said he had changed from being a cattle producer to being a preserver of soil. For years, he had focused on producing cattle as efficiently and cost-effectively as possible. He kept data about the amount of fertilizer he used to keep his farm producing. He knew the most cost-effective fodder to use and made sure that he cleared as much land as possible to grow the most feed. He had data about the rates of growth of the different cattle breeds, and he knew just what it cost to produce every kilo of beef. Then he realized that his land was degrading. He realized that if he continued his current practices, it would not be long before his land would not be productive. So he focused on the well-being of his soil, not on the cattle. Now he kept data about the soil composition and about how various grasses and legumes impacted on the soil. He took care of the waterways and revised all his land management practices so that everything he did nourished the soil. He planted trees to help prevent erosion and made sure his stocking practices did not compact the soil too much. The byproduct of this change of focus was that his cattle were healthier and more valuable, and he was now making a much better return from his farm. He had created a sustainable cattle farm. We are in the situation at present where environmental sustainability is being seen as increasing costs to everyone, from miners to primary producers to consumers. I'm not sure if this will be a long-term reality, or if once we have made some significant changes, we might find that we are all much better off, even if it does increase our expenses. However, I am most interested to consider how what I learned from that preserver of soil can help us sustain the church. The last synod of the Australian Uniting Church considered the question, what sort of church is God calling us to be? We expressed our answer as uniting in Christ, acting with love, living with hope, witnessing in faith, working for justice. In adopting this statement of call, we identified five gospel values that we believed are important at this time: faithfulness, compassion, humility, truthfulness, and justice. These values take our attention off the issue of how do we get more people to who are we called to be. It is focusing on the soil, not the cattle. Instead of measuring our effectiveness by counting the people who come to our worship services, we are considering our effectiveness by asking if we are growing more like Christ. And a few more snippets out of this same magazine. This is an article called Sustaining Creation by Eco Justice in Body, Mind and Spirit by Mardi Lumsden. The call for Christians to be stewards of creation is an ancient one. As scientists and governments all over the world debate climate change, Christian groups suggest it is a moral issue. In the Ecumenical Review, Churches Caring for Creation and Climate Justice, July 2010, the World Council of Churches General Secretary, the Reverend Olav Fisk-Tveit, said eco-justice and climate change are bringing Christian groups together. In a very disturbing way, the climate crisis brings us together as one humanity. Therefore, it also brings us together as one fellowship of believers, as one church, he said. We cannot say that life on the planet is only for some of us. It is a matter for all of us. When this planet is threatened, it is threatening for all of us. Churches are well equipped to point to long-term needs of the planet. Politics often get stuck in short-term issues, he said. Now there are global conferences with top eco-theologians on the topic of faith and the environment. The National Council of Churches in Australia has formed an eco-mission project to gain national ecumenical cohesion on the issue. And this year, for the first time, the National Church Life Survey will include questions on sustainability and the environment. In February, multi-faith group, the Australian Religious Response to Climate Change, launched its blueprint to curb climate change. The ARRCC has drawn on the values held dear by many people of faith from a range of traditions, including compassion for the poor, living simply, truth-telling, and respect for life. The report says that climate change is a profoundly moral issue. We have a responsibility to care for the ecosystems on which life depends, particularly for people in developing countries who are bearing the negative impacts of climate change earliest and hardest, for future generations, and for other species with which we share the earth. It states, economies need to be redirected away from the pursuit of unlimited economic growth and towards new understandings of prosperity. Lifeline Community Care Queensland suggested one way to do that is by cutting down on purchasing new products. And there were a few more comments about this is somebody called Alastair McRae says, a contemporary list of a strong biblical and theological case could be made for living sustainably. The developed world's greed, one of the seven deadly sins, is placing the planet in peril through massive overconsumption by the risk. I find the phrase, reducing our footprint, a useful one to guide me as I seek better to love God and my neighbour, understanding that neighbour includes my neighbours not yet born, as well as our non-human neighbours, other creatures of God with whom we share life in this beautiful yet fragile earth. And the Reverend Susie Castle, who's the minister of the Hills Uniting Church in Arana Hills, says, as discipleship is expressed through stewardship, I am accountable and responsible for my imprint, how my imprint impacts creation and calls me to seek actions that glorify God. The stewardship mandate to care for or serve God's creation, found in Genesis 2:15, motivates me to tread lightly upon this earth. And the knowledge that Jesus died to reconcile all of creation to God motivates me to live green and create awareness of the impact the world faces due to global warming. Well, that's enough for that.